Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think there's an easy landing spot no matter what, right? Because you can make the argument, wow, the defensive line for Houston, wow, the defensive line for New York. Like, at some point, if he's ready, you put him in. And I think the opponent doesn't matter as much as his own health to me.
Well, I'll say this. It's not even the opponent that scares me, although those defenses are playing very well. And DeMeco Ryans knows Kyle Shanahan's offense inside and out, being former defensive coordinator here in San Francisco. Hell, you can attribute that win in Green Bay to DeMeco Ryans, for Christ's sake. He was so good. I mean, the fact that they stymied Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams basically that entire game, and it was Talanoa Hufanga, of all people, with the game-winning play, Hufanga, all time. That being said, it's not even the teams that scare me. It's the surface they're playing on, Joe. Houston Texans playing a dome. They don't have natural grass there. It's artificial. We know about MetLife Stadium. It's already taken Malik Nabers this year. It's taken Nick Bosa in the past. It's taken a player X, Y, and Z in the past for the Niners.
I mean, look, Fred Warner got hurt on grass.
No,
I know that I know. There's a turf element. I'm not denying
the name
trust
of the injury is turf toe. I'm not even trying to be tongue-in-cheek here, but, like, it scares me. It scares me.
So, Sam, you built some sort of a bed?
So, yeah, you know how, like, for the Kuminga crisis, obviously, it is a way to kind of spice up the conversation we play, just to kind of have some fun with it.
I know, we didn't even play the Jake Moody one yesterday after he had a game winner.
I guess we kind of missed
Moody
that one.
Moody is duty.
I mean, yeah, we still have it somewhere on the board if we want to play kicker watch just to go down memory lane.
Joe. You planted your flag in the preseason on Jake Moody.
I was right.
Don't die on that hill.
He has as many game winners as Eddie Pinheiro.
Stop!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This coffee sip right it's after just, it's the best. I mean, anyway, so forget Jake Moody. But anyway, yeah, so we have
Matty Pinheiro has too, but I was wrong. So just continue. Jake Moody has one.
Anyway, so we have a bit of a quarterback dilemma, quandary, crisis, controversy, as we like to call it. I figure, you know what? Yesterday, a little bit of inspiration hit me. It's like, you know what? We need a little Kuminga crisis type drop for our simmering quarterback controversy. Oh. And this is just what I came up with. So, yeah, let's play it, Carter.
The Civil War without him.
Choose your quarterback. The starter.
Barack Purdy.
You and the chosen one.
The battle.
Mac Jones.
49ers, quarterback, controversy.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's pretty good, Sam.
Hey, bro.
That's pretty good.
Move aside Dr. Dre. Move aside Timbaland. Move aside Jermaine Dupri. Whoever you think is in the top five of making bangers. Oh, my God. Scott Storch. You are the Sam Storch of this particular station. Oh, my God.
Why was he doing his worst Vince McMahon impression when I hear that voice? You're fired. That's what it sounds like.
What you need to add instead of my Mac Jones, I would have put Friedle's. What you gonna do, brother, when Mac Jones comes for you?
That's an old station one. That was a while ago for that drop, but that's a good one.
I might need to hear it one more time. That was, my jaw was dropped.
Uno mas, Carter.
Civil war without him.
Choose your quarterback. The starter.
Barack Purdy.
You and the chosen one.
The battle.
Mac Jones!
49er! Quarterback! Controversy!
Oh, heck yeah!
It's pretty good.
Fireworks.
It's pretty good.
Like it's like Goldberg's coming out and he's gonna fight in the, you know, Bash at the Beach.
Oh my God.
Oh, dude, hey, honestly, Loveman, straight fire.
Thank you. We talk quarterback controversy, we just play that.
I mean, there's no controversy, right?
Well, let me ask you. They're both healthy right now. Who's starting this weekend?
If they're both healthy, then it's going to be Brock Purdy.
No. Who are you starting?
Who am I starting?
Yeah.
If they're both healthy, I want to see Brock Purdy. I do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who I'm starting. I would like to see Brock. Yes, I would. Especially coming after this loss. Tough. I don't put that loss on Mac Jones. Let me be first and foremost.
Let me make that abundantly clear.
That was the loss is not on him. But if Brock is as close as he could be health-wise to 100%, you're going with Brock Purdy. I need to see him play some games this year, Joe. Like, he has earned the right to play again when healthy, just so I could see if he's going to be tentative, if he's going to be the same Brock of a couple years ago or of last year. I don't know who Brock is this season. That's the problem. He hasn't played enough for me to actually he's closer to the guy from last season than the year prior, but is that the offensive line? Is that the lack of skill players around him? No Brandon Ayuk, obviously. He didn't play with George Kittle for an entire game, basically. In the second game, he didn't have George Kittle. You know, Ricky Pearsall, is he going to be out there? Like, I don't know what to make of Brock Purdy, so I need to see him play. You get where I'm at with that?
Yeah.
I need to see him play.
Okay.
I do. What about you?
I'm really tentative to get him out there with this offensive line. I know there's no easy launch point to just start your, restart your year. Like I said, you can make an argument on all these D lines coming, Atlanta, their defensive line was ferocious the other night.
Well,
New York Giants,
but the offensive
Texans.
Line is this, it's here to stay.
That's kind of what I'm saying, but I think the tact I'm taking is, okay, you're healthy, you're good to go. I'm going to wait one more week. Doesn't guarantee me anything. But for whatever reason, I almost want to be extra cautious in this scenario.
Let me throw that out to the callers. 888-957-9570. Niners fans, I'm telling you, this hasn't been reported yet, but I'm telling you, both Mac Jones and Brock Purdy, health-wise, are good to go this week. Who are you starting Sunday night against the Falcons? Mac Jones or Brock Purdy, health withstanding, 888-957-9570.
Let me explain why. Let's say he's limited this week, but he's back healthy 100%.
Yeah.
I want to wait till he's a full participant Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's all I want. That is what I want. I want full participation. He needs to get all the reps with KB and whoever the starting guys are right now. I want to see him get all the snaps under center. I want him to have all the work that is required and necessary for him to play at his most optimal.
Well, don't the, if it is limited going forward, though, practice-wise, because of the injury.
Well, then he's not 100.
Well, then he's not, okay. Or are they just being, or they're being cautious and they don't want to do anything to re-aggravate it. Kind of like they have the vet days now for the likes of Trent and CMC going forward. You might see that with the quarterback.
Joe, I've come to the conclusion that this re-aggravation thing could happen at any time.
Absolutely, especially with the toe.
So, to me, I'm looking more at, the practice reps and being on the same page. And, I think he needs to build up time with Jake Tonjes, whether it is Kittle or whoever that's out there, CMC, Kendrick Bourne. I think practice is important right now. And thinking about how different the lineup is right now versus the lineup that they had in the middle of August, he needs a full week of practice. That's what I think will be best for everyone involved. I know it sounds absurd because probably wouldn't have this same mindset if we were talking about Patrick Mahomes, but he's not Patrick Mahomes.
He's not Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, if Patrick Mahomes looked like Brock Purdy has looked at points this season, maybe there would be some concern.
But here's the difference. I've seen Patrick Mahomes on one ankle win a Super Bowl and scramble for it.
Yeah.
So some guys' pain tolerance and the specific injury they can fight through. I don't know about this one.
Well, and Patrick Mahomes, let's be honest, has a much stronger arm than Brock Purdy in his upper body. Like, he's just a bigger guy than him. So he could do things even with a bum ankle that Brock Purdy just can't.
Agree.
That's not a knock on Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
It's more of a just to tell you how great Patrick Mahomes is. Jonathan San Francisco wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, both the quarterbacks are healthy. I'm telling you, Joe Spadoni's telling you, Brock Purdy and Mac Jones are both healthy. Who's starting this Sunday night against the Falcons? 888-957-9570. Jonathan, what's up, man? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Joe. I'm starting Mac Jones. You start Brock Purdy with this kind of roster, we're getting blown out. He doesn't throw outside the numbers. A lot of the chunk plays, and you heard it from Baldy, man. Those 50, 60 yards strikes downfield, Purdy's never doing that, just like Jimmy never did it. You know, and as of right now, hey, Joe, you don't know who Brock Purdy is? Look at his last 10 starts, dating back to last year. No good. The defenses all over the NFL knows it by now, just like Jimmy got discovered. They know. They don't throw outside the numbers. That's why defenses, everybody's in the middle of the field. So you want to start him, you go start him. It's not going to look good because he doesn't have the Avengers around him. So start Mac Jones. Let him heal up, man. Let all the guys come back, and then maybe down the line, maybe see what he has. But as of right now, you got to go with Mac Jones. Stronger arm, bigger quarterback, could see over the line. I don't know what we do with Brock Purdy because, hey, this Kyle Shanahan scheme, man, he's proven that you could get any capable quarterback. They could be successful. So I don't know why they signed him in that big contract. They signed a lot of guys in big contracts they should have never done. You know, the wide receivers. Two wide receivers who are, if you put them in any other offenses, might be at three or four, but they gave him big money.
Well, so, Jonathan, I'll let you respond. Hold on. Like, well, what should they have done then? If they're not paying Brock, what should they have done?
They should have kept Darnold. I would have kept Darnold myself.
Yeah.
What did the other team pay Darnold? Like $30 million? Darnold is big, bro. He can't teach big and a rocket arm. You can't teach that.
Yeah. Well, you also can't teach some of the also things he does, which is turn the ball over at horrible times. Like, that's the knock on Sam Darnold. I hear you. The Darnold Reclamation Project has been fun to watch. Rooting for the guy. There's still a lot of question marks. That I've watched a lot of Seattle Seahawks this year, Joe. So have you. I don't know what to make of that team, even with Darnold. He's all over the place sometimes. Sometimes he looks really good. Sometimes he does, I'm seeing ghost types of plays.
I will be the first to admit, I would not have signed Sam Darnold to a $30 million deal this offseason, nor would I have given him the one-year $10 million deal that the Vikings gave him.
No.
I get why the Niners allowed him to move on.
Yes, because he wanted opportunities elsewhere. And he knew Brock was the guy going forward. He saw Brock have an MVP type of season.
Yeah.
He was there.
Now, that being said, Sam has shut me up because I've been a very critical doubter of his since day one.
Well, you've been watching football. So has everyone. Like, you've just been watching football. He hasn't been very good.
Still believe in him a lot. You know, Dan Orlovsky really believes in him. I think Baldy really believes in him. And he's been awesome this year. So we'll see.
This is interesting. The Carter got in my ear and he's like, you know, Goo said something really interesting on the show yesterday, Steiny and Guru. It's not fantasy football related, by the way. We're still waiting for Guru's call.
I was hoping it was.
For his fantasy trade proposal to you, which was god awful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.